Today, we're going to talk about the best biz buddy you'll ever have. Now, this is the B in the beach philosophy that I talked about last time. This is all about your business, and it's all about your business as a separate entity to you. It's a weird concept, but you know, as I described last time, I don't like to do things the traditional way. I live life my way, okay? And I find exploration of the new exciting. And I think that's what enabled me to discover the fact that the business is a separate entity. Because as I mentioned last time, I was working on the personal energy body of female entrepreneurs, and I was having a beach walk one day and went, we have an energy body. Really, every entity has an energy body. That means the business must have an energy body. And so I got in touch with a friend and said, can I have a look at the energy body of your business? And she was like, what? Yeah. And so that's sort of how it all began. And of course, once I looked at it clairvoyantly, yes. And you know, obviously when I say looked at it, I'm not looking at, it's not like looking at a person and reading their energy body, but I bring the entity in between us online and have a look at what's showing up for me, what images I see, what symbols I usually see. That's the way the images show up to me as symbols. And it, the very first time I did it, it was like, oh my gosh, yes, this business has its own energy body. And not only that, it has its own personality. Some of them are quite cheeky because I'm sort of translating and, you know, I'll just get these little phrases pop into my head. You know, it really, sometimes some of the clients get quite a good telling off from the business. So it's really quite fascinating. So let me just chat a bit more about this, because if you've not heard me speak before or watched any of my videos before, this will seem a really weird concept. But it's also quite liberating, because it's like you're free from being the business. Okay, it means you can separate yourself, that you can have a relationship with your business, and that changes everything. So let me talk a bit more about this energy body business. Basically, as soon as you have the idea for your business, as soon as you think, oh, I can start seeing clients, or oh, this product would be really good to sell, or whatever it is that you do, it's like the business entity births. As soon as you think that, the business entity births. Now, in that instant, it's basically your chakras. It's your energy. It's carrying your memories, your beliefs, you know, which are what we often term blocks. So in that instant, it's like you. However, as soon as you start to share your idea with someone, so you catch up with your girlfriend, you go, oh, look, I've got this idea, and let's brainstorm some names. And you know, her energy starts to go in. Or you might mention it to your partner, and he goes, oh, you'll need a website. And so his energy goes in, and then you might speak to someone about a website perhaps, and that'll go in. Or you might go off and study and to learn a bit more about what you want to put in your business. And so then the energy of that program or the person teaching goes in, and then you start to do your free sessions, and there the client's energy goes in, and then you might get a mentor or a coach, and their energy goes in, and so on. So you can see how gradually the business takes on a very different energy form from yours. Now, some of that could be amazing, and some of it may hold it back a little bit. And we'll talk a lot more about this in other episodes, but for today, I just want you to understand how a business forms its own energy body and how it can look quite different from yours. And the thing is, if you have a business that you've morphed from into something else, but you know, if there's a lot of similarities, maybe you just changed the old website, maybe the company name's still the same. So that means your old business's energy would also be in this new business. So that's going to change the whole dynamic of the business as well. And the interesting thing is the culmination of all these energies can also change the business's path. It may not be the path that you might have a different idea for the path, but because the business is containing all these other energies, its actual path could start to look quite different. And then you might become a bit, or your relationship could become quite push-pull because you're wanting it to go this way and maybe your business wants to go this way. And of course, if you've got no understanding at all about a business's energy, that can be a really frustrating time. Okay, so you've gone, okay, I can sort of get my head around what you're saying there. And actually, I quite like the thought that my business is separate from me. But then, just like any relationship, you have to get to know your business. Okay, you have to put time into nurturing that relationship. You have to listen as well as speak. You know, a relationship doesn't really work if you're constantly cursing the other person. And it's the same for your business. If you were constantly saying to someone, oh, why aren't you getting me more clients? Why aren't you making me more income? Why do you take up so much of my time? So you end up being really demanding. Like a relationship would not thrive in those circumstances. And it's the same with your relationship with your business. Your business wants to be appreciated. It wants to be heard. It wants to be given some freedom in a way. And when you can build this relationship, it really is a game changer for your business. And so what can you do? Just like with a person, actually spend time together. And not time together where you're working together all the time, but actually meaningful time. So for me, I take just 2 minutes before I start my work day. I sit down, I close my eyes, I invite my business to come in and join me. It's like having a little mini staff meeting. Come in and join me. And I just sit. My business often shows up. I see it clairvoyantly. And usually most of my clients, when I take them through this little process, see how their business wants to show up for them. Mine often comes up like sort of up out of the earth. I'm very connected with the earth energy and nature is very important to me. And so mine comes up out of the earth like a beautiful earth mother, just really strong and grounded, but looks so wise. And sometimes that's all I need. I just see that and I go, oh, I'm so glad you're in my life. But other times I will connect with her energy and just ask her, you know, is there anything I need to know today? Or especially if I'm feeling a bit agitated, I find it can be so calming to, you know, just to ask for some clarity. And sometimes I get something sort of popping in my mind and other times I don't, but it doesn't really matter because I actually just feel calmed by the connection. So I would strongly suggest you practice doing this. And if you've never done anything like this before, it is a practice. But as well as asking questions, another thing you can practice is asking your business what it wants from you. What would you like from me today? And just allow stillness. And just allow whatever pops into your mind to be your answer. And this can be a really big struggle when we're learning to trust our intuition is taking what pops into our mind and anchoring it, pulling it down instead of going, oh no, couldn't possibly be that, bugger off. Couldn't be that. Okay, no, come on, let me concentrate a bit more. Come on, it's got to come to me. It never works. Okay, so it really is the first thing that crosses your mind, or it might be a little image that crosses your mind, and just grabbing it and pulling it in, even if you don't know what it means, but acknowledging it, owning it, and going, okay. Thanks, business. Be playful in it. This is not a serious exercise. Be playful in it. Have fun. And just setting yourself up like that for the day can be so powerful. It can shift the whole energy of your day. And you can also ask something very specific. I've asked really specific things if I'm unsure of something in my business. And sometimes just stating it is, you know, it's putting it out there to your business, but it's also just putting it out there to the universe. And the reply will come to you. You'll get your answer. But often we forget to ask the question. We ask it over and over and over in our heads, but we don't project it out there. And this is the beautiful thing about communicating with your business in this way, is even if you're struggling with something, you're putting it out there. So just remember that you're on this journey together. And if you can really grow and establish this relationship with your business, you won't feel alone anymore, because business, it can be a really solitary thing if you're in business on your own. And there's something quite supportive about knowing that your business is there, knowing it's you're in collaboration with it, you're co-creating. It shifts the dynamic incredibly. Oh, actually, something else that I suggest to help you develop this relationship with your business and start to see it as separate from yourself is that you have a little physical object that you have on your desk. Now, this is particularly valuable if you're working online and you don't have a bricks and mortar business, is that this physical object symbolizes your business. I've got one on my desk, and every time I see it, it's like, oh, there's my biz. It's just a reminder, one, that it's separate from me, but two, it's there with me. And that all this stuff I'm doing in the online space comes back and is anchored in to this business, to this symbol of the business sitting on my desk. I find it really powerful. And often when I am doing my morning connection with the business, I'll hold that. And it can be anything. You might choose a crystal, you might have a plant, it might be a picture or a symbol of something that's really meaningful for you. If you're unsure, ask your business when you have your little tete-a-tete. Ask it what it would like, what form would it like to be around you in. That wasn't a very good sentence, was it? What form would it like to be in on your physical plane? And it really does help a lot having it there physicalized. It grounds it. It helps ground the energy of the business. It makes it more tangible. So that's something I would highly recommend. Now, many of the concepts I've talked about here about your biz buddy and the relationship with your biz buddy will go into much more depth in other episodes. This is just an overview to get you familiar with the idea of your business being separate from you, having its own energy body, and the fact that you can communicate with it. And there are so many answers can come through in that. So your business has a lot to share with you. So start to listen, start to communicate with it. Enjoy the relationship. Have fun in it. And I'll see you next episode to create some more alchemy in your biz.